Executive session ended at 2:37, and at 2:38 we went into back into our board meeting. I do want to let Barbara Chen have a quick couple minutes to give you an overview of our finances. Barbara?
He said.
Which one?
This one, the investment report. First. And then we have come with the financial. And I made a copy for everybody. So pretty much Keith is just going to help me to bring it up on the screen. Okay. All right. So next thing. If you recall that back in October 21, we asked the board and the approval to approve the amended investment policy. So since then, after you approve it, we have been looking into any possible investment that for our funds. And at the end of 20, so we have been doing slowly and gradually, starting from the early 2022. And at the end of 2022, our total investment return, we made about $425,404, which is over if we continue to keep the money in where we currently have. This is on top of that. So this is additional $425,404. So that's basically we invest in the JP Morgan Chase, their security, investment team. So that which you both also approved in October 2021. So I just want to point it out that during the current market condition, that you know that the Fed continue to raise the interest. So we are not doing invest in the very long term. We have continued to do a short term, and they just be kind of a little bit surprised. The short term investment actually return is higher than the longer term investment. That's another reason we have been investing in the very short term, like a month, 3 months, no, pretty much no more than 6 months. But I want to point that out that we project probably the second half of 2023. We probably need to change our strategy because we all know that the Federal Reserve is getting to the end of the point of raising interest rate. Okay, so this page is the summary. This is our account. We total have a two account, two investment portfolio. This first one is Podcast Fund. Yes, right now we have about $12 million in total as today. And that for the 2022, you can see we starting investing, but at the beginning I did it very slow because I was kind of still learning to know the market, everything working with that, the kind of develop a strategy. And pretty much just test out. So for Hubcast funding that we had, we total have this additional $130,564 additional investment return for our Hubcast money. But it's not that we did not invest all the money in at one time. The second page, the next page, please. This is AHC's money. So we didn't really start to reinvest until August 2022. As you can see that in this one, we put the portfolio is a much more larger amount. One is I know that for AHC's funds, it's a longer term because we don't have an urgent immediate need for those funds. So, but I still invested in the shorter term. Like I say, the shorter term right now, current actually is a little bit higher than the longer term. So our strategy, our plan is going to change, but as we go. So this is the one for the AHC. Like I say, we start in August. We make the for the year, we totally made an additional $311,840. Right now, we have about $36 million we invested in our investment, okay? So how we determine how much to invest, I just want to make sure the board, maybe you have a concern, are we being too aggressive? No. Basically, I look at our cash flow and make sure that I that in a different terms, 2 months, 3 months, six
stagger.
Months.
Stagger them.
Stagger, yes. Mm-hmm. So we make it a different term and look at our cash flow need. So make sure that I make sure every time when I make any change, I always calculate, mm-hmm. recalculate, review it. Make sure that we have at least 2 months, minimum 2 months of cash flow that we can keep our operation even without a penny from her. So that's how I the strategy I we have been taking that doing that. So as you can see right now, everything is still, if you look at just very quick, the turn right now I'm doing about 2-3, no more than 6 months now. The investment. So this is the total for the two investments, total for the year. Next page. The next page is just the information only, just kind of show it to you. Like I keep talking about the interest rate. This is Chase provided, helped me to provide this information. The top section, that's the shorter term, normally is less than 12 months. So the interest return is a little bit higher as today. It's going to change it. Okay.
So I know we're going to lose our chair. So any one last point you want to make?
No, that's it. Great. I just kind of want to let you know.
It's exciting that we're actually investing these dollars and making our money work for us while it's sitting waiting for redevelopment work. Barbara just made a significant investment in Twitter. So we're really excited about that stock purchase there. No, I'm just kidding.
Right now, based on the current funding, the money we have, I project based on the current trend, even we are still going to be pretty conservative, I think we can make about $1.2 million return this year.
That's it.
Okay.
Last thing we need to do, commissioners, we need to just close out Southwest Housing, get your approval of the board minutes for the Southwest Housing agenda for December 7th, 2022. Commissioner Duncan Hall moves to minutes. Commissioner Apostolo seconds. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That item's approved. There are no action items. We met in the executive session. We've received all the reports and we can adjourn at 2:45. Okay. Commissioner Apostolo, we make the motion to adjourn. Commissioner Duncan Hall seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 2:15. And I think that was the motion for all of the board meetings adjourning. So we're closed at 2:15. Thank you all very much. 2:45. Sorry. I'm off. Thank you.
All right.
Stop.
Bye.
Stop. Bye. Yep.
Take care.